This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Wow, that, okay. I don't know why that happened that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're hoping to have the 1911 University tonight, trying to get a hold of the professor himself, Joe Chambers. Anyway, in the meantime, let's talk about this thing that's coming out right now. It's very hard to miss all of the memes out there about Epstein didn't kill himself. Even my dog has gotten in on this one. And this phenomenon should be encouraged because it demonstrates our healthy contempt for the garbage ruling class. He's telling me he restarted his phone, Jason, if you want to give that another shot. Now, okay. So, let's do this instead. Let's talk about the 1911 University. We'll cover Epstein another day. He's been away. He's been doing a little hunting, but he's back tonight. This is 1911 University. The professor that oversees this is Professor Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom Guns. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The first thing I want to say is Epstein did not kill himself.
Well, that's what everybody else is saying, too. That's what even my dog says that, but that's beside the point. That's beside the point. That mobile phone technology, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My cellular provider, I'm not going to name them, but they stink.
Well, I'm happy with mine, but I have Verizon. So.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about 1911s. Now, you are a renowned gunsmith. You put out some of the finest examples of that platform that have ever graced the earth physically. But for a lot of people, they look at this, and I mean, 1911s today, what you do is you take a 1911 and you actually, and what a lot of gunsmiths do, you all take these things and you actually make them a precision instrument. And unfortunately, that kind of excellence doesn't come cheap, does it?
No, sir. Nope, it does not. There's a lot of time invested and parts are expensive. And just the training of guys is costly and time-consuming. So, no, a properly built, well-built custom 1911 is going to cost you a fair penny more than a off-the-shelf or semi-custom pistol today.
Now, what would you call a semi-custom pistol? What's a semi-custom pistol?
Semi-custom is, to me, in my opinion, is like your Wilsons, Ed Browns, Nighthawks, Les Bears, those are all semi-custom shops, you know, in my opinion. They produce less than 5,000 guns a year. They produce guns with lots of custom features to them. They are, you know, put together by people that are trained pretty good in some cases, very good in some cases, in fact. The guys down at Nighthawk, they do a really exceptional job by and large. You know, so, but they fall into a distinct niche where they're not, you know, they don't have the time to put into a full custom build
right.
shop. I mean, sometimes they do. You can order, you know, a one-off from Les Bear, or you can order a one-off from Wilson or Nighthawk. And, you know, they cost a lot more money. And they, you know, they have specific guys at those shops that do those builds. But by and large, that's not what they do. And so, like, for me, in my mind, you've got, you know, you have production guns, you have semi-custom guns, and then you have custom guns. And there's a pretty big market for the semi-custom stuff.
Right.
There's a number of boutique shops, if you would, you know, if you wanted to call them that, for lack of better words.
Now, with you, you're a custom house. You make about how many guns a year?
Next year, we'll hit our ceiling. We'll do about 120, 130 guns max.
So, how many hours would somebody spend on a gun? Like the gun you're building me, how many hours will go into that gun?
Brandon will have about 40 hours into that gun.
Which that doesn't sound a lot to somebody who works a 40-hour job, but that's actually a whole lot of gunsmithing on a gun, isn't it?
Yeah, when you consider that some of these shops, you know, they build a gun a day, or some of the shops they build, you know, they assemble three guns a day. 40 hours on one gun, that's a lot of time. And that doesn't include the finish work that we do after the gun is built. That's just the build time and the test firing. And then you got about another 10 hours for the you know, the blasting or polishing and all the bluing and prep and all that stuff.
So it really comes down to, for like with the semi-customs, they're building X amount. I guess the production houses like Kimber, Rock Island, Remington, Springfield, they put out thousands of guns, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of those companies like Ruger, you know, they put out hundreds of thousands of guns. You know, that's what they do. They're a mass market. And they have a specific set, believe it or not, companies like that still have a specific set of tolerances that they're trying to achieve. And they have means set up whereby they can test those tolerances and go, nah, that one doesn't work out. Replace the slide or swap it out or whatever. No, but they're dealing with bins of parts. So if they put a slide on a frame and it's out of tolerance, they can just grab another slide and put it on there.
Yep.
You know, it's much quicker because they're trying to build hundreds of guns a day instead of one or two or three a day or one a week. They wouldn't be in business if they had that business model. So, and it took me a long time, to kind of reckon with myself. I admit that when I opened my own shop, I was a little bit snobbish about the whole deal. And one day I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, all these shops have, you know, there's a place for all of these markets.
Right.
Because you have people that can't afford a $10,000 gun or even a $5,000 gun or even a $2,000 gun. They can only afford a $700 gun.
Right.
So, you know, that's when I started sitting down and evaluating some of the 1911s on the market to determine what ones were good. You know, what's a good factory $700 gun?
When you hold on to that thought, and when we get back, we'll discuss that, and you'll get to hear it from the horse's mouth. That kind of a gleaning endorsement for some of these guys just isn't going to come your way again, people. We're talking to, this is 1911 University, and we are talking to Joe Chambers, fresh off of the hunting trail. And we did a little different so that we could have 1911 University, and I want to thank the professor for deciding to figure out how to work that out to where he can still go out there and try to stalk Bambi. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. www.joechambers.com. We're talking to the professor. This is 1911 University, and we're talking to Joe Chambers. Did you get to go hunt at all today?
Yeah.
Did you?
I went out.
Were you successful?
No, I didn't see anything. It was just a lazy evening sitting in the woods.
See, I'm afraid of Bigfoot, so if you ever get, when I come up there, if you're like, hey, Bill, let's go out in the woods this evening, I'll be like, I'm right behind you.
Hey, I'll tell you, Eric went out this morning. We've got a property on a big creek. We have about 2 miles on a creek. And the farmer told us back in the winter, he says, listen, there's a mountain lion out here. I says, well, how do you know that? He says, because I lost 2 calves. And I was like, well, how do you know it was a mountain lion? He says, because we found them in trees. I says, oh, okay.
That's a tell.
Right. So Eric goes out this morning, and he's walking to his spot, and he gets just about to where he's got to go, and he hears a roar, like a growl and a hiss. In the dark, he said, I grabbed my flashlight with its handle on it, quote unquote, that's code for Glock 19.
Right.
And started scanning the woods. He said that thing hissed and growled at him about 4 or 5 times before it eased off into the woods. I said, man, I told you that's a dangerous place over there, but it's got good deer hunting, so I don't know.
Do you carry a sidearm for when you go out there? Is it just in case you run across a mountain lion? Or anything?
Technically, it's illegal in Nebraska to carry a sidearm while you're bow hunting. So I can neither confirm nor deny whether I would condone such a practice.
Totally understand that one. We have about, let's see, we have five and a half minutes. Tell me some 1911s, sub-$1,000 1911s that you would say are pretty decent pistols to go and invest in.
You know, I've always liked the Ruger SR series, SR 1911 series. I think for the money, it's hard to beat the gun. Ruger owns their own foundry, the Pine Tree Foundry, and they do a really good job of making a baseline gun. There are a lot of MEM parts, but Ruger's been using MEM parts for decades, and they have that worked out, unlike some other companies on the market. And you don't see a lot of breakages with them. They make for a good base gun that you can shoot out of the box, as well as a gun that you can customize, and we've customized several of them over the years. If you want more variety, companies like Rock Island make a solid pistol. Some people say, well, I'd never buy one of those. They're made in the Philippines. Okay, whatever. Half the stuff you buy is in China, made in China, your phone, everything else, so get over it. You know, that argument is moot to me and became moot 50 years ago. But the Rock Islands, they have a lot of variety. You know, you want a long slide 10 millimeter with a light rail? Boom, they got you covered. You want a officer's model 9 millimeter? Boom, they got you covered. So, you know, there's a lot of options there. And they have good customer service. If you have a problem, Rock Island takes care of it. And I like that, you know, because that's the way it should be. Those are the two sub-$1,000 guns that I recommend most for 1911s. When you get into the $1,500 to $2,000 range, I lean really heavily towards Dan Wesson. I think they make a really fine weapon. CZ did a great job when they took over that company and turned it around. And, you know, CZ is a great company, period, with their line of other guns. But the Dan Wesson lineup is really exceptional. And you can get Dan Wesson's, you know, used for $1,000 if you look around. You can buy them new for $1,500 to $2,500, and they have a lot of variety. So those are kind of my three production run pistols that, you know, guys ask me, well, I only have, you know, $900 to spend. This is what I would buy if you want the 9mm. There are other good guns out there. There are other fine pistols out there. But if you want a 9mm, or I mean a 1911 rather, you know, those are the three companies that I push people towards. And when you get into the semi-custom stuff, you know, Les Bear and Nighthawk, Guncrafter Industries, those are all three really good, solid companies that they do good work. They have good customer service. You know, do they occasionally have one slip out that has to go back, sure. You know, that's part of doing mass production. But they do excellent work. And, you know, they have a lot of variety, a lot of good innovative things coming out with all three of those companies in the next year.
Have you seen the gun that, I don't know if it's going to be Dan Weston or CZ, but it looks like the Shadow 2, but it's a single-action pistol that CZ or Dan Weston is coming out with?
Yeah, I got to have one of those.
You've seen that one? That looks really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they call it the DX9 or something like that. Yeah, that's going to be a really neat gun. And it's something that, quite honestly, I thought when I saw it, man, that's long overdue. And then I thought to myself, I'm glad I didn't buy a Shadow 2 because that gun looks cool, man. I mean, single action trigger with the bore, you know, as low as a CZ-75 Shadow 2 pistol. That'll be sweet.
Yeah. I gave my son a Shadow 2 and he really likes it. But then he saw this pistol and he's like you going, I wish I had waited.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I mean, it's a big gun. No two ways about it. It's a large pistol, but it's really cool, you know.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about what Joe sees in the way of trends as far as where he thinks the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform is going to go, which I find it fascinating simply because the design itself hasn't changed a lot. It's just gotten better as far as the people that work on them than the one that I had when I was a little rattle trap that I had during the 80s when I was in the military, Ithaca. You ever seen one of those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen a few of them over the years.
I wish I could find mine just for sentimental value. I qualified 7 times with that one pistol and never failed to qualify expert with that thing. And yep, I would go all Miami Vice on that too. I did the whole time during the training, during the qualification. I'd just be Sonny Crockett. You hang on for me, sir, if you would. And when we get back, more of the 1911 University. I have missed it. I'm glad it's back. And I'm glad the professor did what he had to do to help me get it back. We'll be right back. I've said that enough times. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes the whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Vice President Mike Pence in New Hampshire on Thursday formally signs the paperwork to put President Trump and himself on the ballot. While there, the vice president touts the progress in front of a raucous crowd.
Rebuild our military, revived the American economy, restored and strengthened the constitutional foundation of our courts, has America standing tall in the world again, has made America great again.
The New Hampshire primary is set for February 11th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University, and tonight we're talking to the professor, Joe Chambers, from Chambers Custom Guns. Where do you think we're going to see the 1911 platform go? I mean, are single stacks going to be gone one day? Is the 45 caliber, is the variety of calibers going to be gone one day because everybody's going to 9mm now? Do you think it's ever going to get to that point, or will it still just continue on where there's going to be some people that want singles and doubles and big calibers and smaller calibers? Where do you think it's going to go?
I don't think any of that will ever change. I think there'll always be a market for single stacks, for the big bore calibers, because there will always be real men in the crowd. that demand such a thing.
Yeah.
You know. But seriously, the single stack, when you think about thin carry guns, guns that are easily concealed, the single stack is, as far as a full size gun, the single stack is the top of its class. There is not a full size gun on the market that is as thin and easily handled as a single stack 1911. And I can say that having handled darn near every handgun on the market that's available in the U.S. Are there other guns that are better in certain niches? Absolutely. Unquestionably. But as far as a full-size handgun that you want to conceal, it's the easiest one. And you can get them in aluminum frames, titanium frames, scandium frames. So weight isn't a factor anymore. like it was, you know, 30 years ago. As far as the double stack, I think the double stack, the 2011 and our 2019, is just now taking off as far as use in conventional arenas like law enforcement, self-protection, concealed carry, duty use, you know, whatever, PMC work. It's just now at its infancy of serious people going, this is a reliable platform after all. And I'm proud, you know, I'm very, very happy to have been at the forefront of bringing that to people's attention and going, hey, you know, these can run reliably. You just have to know how to build them properly. And I'm super proud for my friend Sean, who went to STI and gets to work with them and has helped them a lot with turning around and getting their law enforcement contracts and all of that that they've landed this last year, because that's really bringing to the public eye the forefront of the gun community that the wide body 2011-2019 design is a viable option. Is it more expensive than, you know, the polymer Fantastic? Absolutely. Unquestionably more expensive. Do you get better quality long term? I believe you do. Do you get better accuracy? Absolutely. Do you get a mechanical advantage? Absolutely. Is it a better shooting, easier shooting, faster shooting gun? Absolutely. And those things have been proven over and over by professionals like Steve Fisher and Chuck Pressburg and a number of the guys that are shooting the guns now. You know, there's no arguing mechanical advantage. Well, you can argue it, but you'll be proven wrong when you pick up the gun and try to shoot it. So I don't think that's going to change. What I do see changing, and especially in law enforcement and concealed carry side of things with the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform, is a lot of people have now recognized and bought into the idea that red dot sights on pistols are faster, more accurate, easier to shoot than iron sights. And they're not any more bulky in reality. You don't add that much to them.
Right.
And so I think you're going to see a lot more innovation as far as the sights that are available. I mean, HoloSun is blowing out the market right now with the new 507C, the 508T. They got green, they got red. They may even come out with a gold reticle at some point. Who knows? But, you know, they're cutting edge. You know, Trigicon has the new SRO out, which, while it's not duty grade, it's a great sport optic. You know, that's what they designed it for, was competition and sports, and it's a great optic for that. They've got some new things coming out from what I've heard. So there's a lot of innovation happening in the way of pistol-related red dot sights that is really, really good for the community and the market.
Yeah, the HoloSun, which I find Steve Fisher to be, he's a really hard benchmark to bump up against with your equipment. So when I went to the red dot class with him last month, he listed HoloSun as one of the ones that's blowing it away. And, you know, of course, the RMR. What do you think of the RMR? Is that just the first one, or do you think that will just, is that still a good choice to make nowadays?
I think it's a reasonable choice. It's more expensive. You know, Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics, he is one of the foremost experts on red dot sights for pistols, and he's done exhaustive information research and testing, more importantly. And he's done drop tests and high round counts. He just broke 20,000 rounds on the Trigicon RMR recently.
Right.
And, you know, he has proven that the Trigicon can withstand the abuse. And part of it is the design of the housing with the upswoop ears on the corners so that when you drop it, it prevents the glass from taking the impact. HoloSun, when they came out with the 508T, really shocked everybody. Because although they, you know, Trigicon has a patent on that design, so nobody could copy it, which is smart. But HoloSun, when they came out with the titanium-bodied one, I don't think people realized how much more resilient and tough titanium is compared to aluminum. Aluminum's a great housing, but you can drop the 508T. I think Aaron dropped it 4 or 5 times in a row, and he never cracked the glass. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's dropping it from shoulder height, 5 feet, 6 feet, onto concrete, straight down on the site. And that really opens some eyes to people. They're like, oh, this is not just a piece of Chinese airsoft stuff. This is actually a legitimate option.
Yeah.
So, I think both of them are good options. Again, when you're dealing with companies that produce mass quantities of stuff, you're always going to have the outlier. You may rush out there and buy yourself a HoloSun 508T because Joe Chambers said you should, and, get it and it doesn't work. Okay, well, they have a warranty for a reason.
Yeah.
So you call them up, and they replace it for free. No big deal. So, people get carried away with all that stuff, but the reality of it is they do work. And, I mean, from my own experience over the past year and a half, and, I'm a faster, more accurate shooter with the dot than I ever was with iron sights.
Yep. Ever. Yep. Let me get you to hold there on the dots. We're going to come back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. He is the professor. He makes Chambers Custom Guns. Well worth your time. Go check out the website, Chambers Custom Gun, ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now?
So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The last time on the fire line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm a pretty set in my way kind of guy, and, you know, I carried a 1911 in the military. I never carried a Beretta or anything. So for me, a 1911, thinking about carrying any of these platforms is fine. But now we're going to take the professor. We're going to take, this is 1911 University, and now, not everybody is a 1911, 2011, 2019 enthusiast. Do you see any of those striker fire, double action, single action guns out there that you like?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and this will shock some people. It won't shock some people. And actually, I had recent opportunity to have a conversation with Chuck Pressworth about this when we were together in Iowa for a class. I think personally that, if you have the means and you can just have a gun laying around, you just want to spare, backup, whatever, that owning and possessing a Glock 19 is not a bad thing. It's one of the most universally used weapons in the entire world. Nearly every police department in the country at some point in time has or does use Glock 19s. There are parts, magazines are cheap, they're relatively accurate guns, they're relatively reliable guns. They're not as easy to shoot as a 1911 without a lot of practice, but they work. I also like the CZ P07. I'm going to have one of those in my hands next week, and I'm looking forward to it because I want to play with it and experience it for myself. But the ones that I've handled, I like them a lot. I think they're a quality gun. The Walther Q5, another fine firearm. Now that Springco USA makes trigger spring kits for them, they're even better because the triggers can be really, really well tuned. So, those are kind of my top three if I was going to own a non-1911 semi-automatic pistol just off the cuff, a modern, what some people would call a modern day fighting pistol, Bill.
Right.
Those would be one of the three that I would own. I own a couple Glock 17s, just because, I got them on the cheap and they're just good to have around. They're easy to shoot, for a beginner. They're just point and pull the trigger.
Right.
So
why is it that I see so many 1911 people that if they're not carrying a 1911, they're carrying a Glock? I see lots of those, lots and lots of those.
They're cheap. You know, I mean, you can get a Glock. I bought both of my, I got a Gen 2 and a Gen 3 17. I bought them for $250 a piece used.
Wow.
That's cheap, man.
I mean, it is.
That's 1990s, you know, throwaway gun cost. And the market is flooded with them. You know, you can buy a Glock 22, the 40 cal, a lot of police trade-ins on those now. You can get them for $300.
Right.
You know, so if you want a 40 cal, for whatever reason, the 22s are out there. And they're reliable guns. You know, I mean, do they have issues? Yeah, they have issues. Like everything that's mechanical, if you don't change your oil in your car, it'll blow up. But they're a fine sidearm. If they weren't, you know, Glock wouldn't be in business. And the new ones, the Glock Gen 5s, I have a friend who works at Glock. He's one of the guys that handles the test firing and QC. And the new Gen 5s, the barrels in them are super accurate. They've done some good things with those guns. So I don't bemoan people that go, oh, I like Glocks. Okay, cool. You know, I like 1911s. I wish there was a company out there that was making a modern day, production, reasonably priced Browning High Power, because those are the heat. Browning High Powers are really nice when they're done right. But
right.
They're like the 1911, they're very expensive to do properly because they're very machine and labor intensive.
I don't know. I know Nighthawk was doing those, but I think they've run out. I think there's no more out there for them to get a hold of. The high power, I've shot those a few times, and I wouldn't mind finding one of those that was in good shape myself. But
I saw an older one the other day up for sale, and I almost bought it. It was like $1,100. Belgian made, very nice gun, and if it hadn't been close to the SHOT Show and Christmas, I would have probably snatched it up.
But
the high powers are a fine weapon.
Now that surprises me that not that it's a fine weapon or anything. I've just never heard you mention one of those before. What is it that you like so much about it? Besides, is it the design? I mean, it's a very nice compact pistol.
Yeah, I mean, they're ergonomically they're very well done. You know, Browning started the design, and he died before it was finished. It was kind of the next iteration of his idea of the ultimate hammer fire gun. It's a linkless barrel, faster lock time, 9mm, double stack. The triggers can be exceptionally good. I mean, just phenomenally good. I'm fixing to build one. I'm fixing to custom build one for a friend of mine, a client. And I'm looking forward to doing it because it's going to be just a phenomenal weapon. But, you know, they're just a piece of artwork when they're done. They're a fine handling weapon.
Any other ones out there that you sort of like? Have you had any experience with the CZ P10 series?
No, I haven't. I haven't played with a P10. I've seen pictures of them. Well, I've handled one, but I've never shot one. So I really don't have an opinion on that. I've had a number of the HKs and the SIGs, and they're all fine guns. You know, they're all fine German-made, you know, firearms. Those particular makes and models don't really do anything for me. I had a P13 squeeze cocker for a while.
Wow.
P7-13. That was a cool gun once you got past the 10 pounds of pressure it took to squeeze the grip and shoot it.
Well, I mean, I think you would find I carried a P10F to Steve's class. Everybody that I know that shoots a P10F, because it has the same grip angle with the 1911, but it has the same really nice attributes as the Glock as far as the ergos and everything, and then it has the better trigger than the Glock.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of out Glock's the Glock. I think the P10 is the best of the striker fires out there right now today myself. The problem I have is that Glock, everybody makes a holster for Glock.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to find a holster for those.
And if you understand Glock and their market when they came out in the 80s, you understand why the trigger is the way it is. You know, their whole market was military law enforcement.
Right.
Their market was not initially civilian carry. It was strictly focused towards civilian military or military law enforcement rather. And, you know, law enforcement in particular does not want their guys running around with a 2 or 3 pound trigger pull.
Right.
That's unsafe for them. You know, that's their feeling anyway. I don't necessarily ascribe to that, but, so yeah, I mean, there any of these newer striker guns like the P10, the P07, you know, the Walther Q5, they've come a long way in striker technology, and a long way since Browning first designed it in the late 1800s.
So we're about to run out of time. Will we be back on a regular schedule, or would you rather be doing this way?
For the next couple of weeks, we'll probably do late like this, if that's
okay.
All right with you.
That's perfectly okay with me, as long as we do the 1911 University. I want to thank you for making this shift and everything. The 1911 University will be back next weekend, and we will continue on the journey as we hear from the maestro himself. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir, and remember to keep calm and shoot on.
There you go. We'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.